Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you, baby?
Not much. Just, you know, just podcasting with you, enjoying the day. What's going on with you?
Oh, my God. I'm just so embroiled in boat drama. Just getting ready to talk some Below Deck Med. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're glad to be here. Glad to have you here with us. We're all together. Thanks for everybody who joined us last night on Take a Seat over on Spotify. It's our Monday night Spotify live show. Join us for that if you don't. Super fun. And it's at 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay. And what else? Oh, we also brought Winter's back crappening. Our Game of Thrones podcast this week called Winter is Crappening. That has its own feed called Winter is Crappening. And we're doing the prequel to Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon. First episode's up. It's a trailer breakdown. And then, you know, we'll be there every week. You know, it's just a short gig, right? It's like it's a 10-week gig. At most, because who knows with this HBO Max, you know, sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 10, you just never know, okay? Also, HBO Max is going to be no more soon because they are joining up with Discovery Plus. And I thought, wow, what a marriage made in heaven. Your apps suck. Both of your apps suck. So hopefully you can find one decent developer in there to give you a decent app. How about that? Okay, let's combine mediocre forces and get one decent app, because I actually pay for both of those services and would love to have a decent app. Thank you. That is my PSA today.
Also, listen, I'm all for consolidating apps, but if Joanna Gaines shows up on House of the Dragon, we're going to have an issue, okay? Like, let's not over-cross-pollinate here. You know what I'm saying?
She's going to be like, you know what the Lord told me to do with this House of the Dragon? Add shiplap. We're going to add shiplap to the kitchen, okay?
And freaking what's-his-face, Chip is going to, like, knock over the Iron Throne. He's like, oh, that was funny, hon, right? That was funny. It's like, you knocked over an iconic piece of furniture for this series, sir.
He is a bully, that fucking guy. He seems like a bully. He seems like a mean person, that guy. He really does. Yeah. I mean, that story of him, I saw them on an Oprah interview because they have their own channel or whatever that has to do with Oprah or something.
Magnolia.
Yeah, the Magnolia Home. Yeah. And also the movie Where Frogs Fall Out of the Sky. So there you go. Take that as you will. But they were in some interview and she's like, yeah, Oprah, you know, we don't even own a TV, Oprah. I was like, shut up. shut up, Joanne. Fuck off. Fuck you. And then Chip is like, yeah, and we didn't know what to do. And I said, well, honey, you need to ask the Lord. And she was telling me, the Lord's not really telling me what to do, Chip. So I took her out to this field. And, you know, we drove way out into the middle of this field, middle of nowhere. And she got out of the car, and then I left her there. And she goes, yeah. And by the time he came back, the Lord had talked to me. Because I said, Lord, I don't have a TV. Tell me what to do. Vizio. The Lord told me Vizio. No, the Lord told her to have her own TV network. I was like, wow, Jesus is really into shitty shiplap. Who knew?
Well, we still don't have a TV, but what we did do is put a hurricane lantern in our bedroom, and we just stare at it for a few hours every night and say, God, I love primetime.
I don't know why we're starting with that, but it was fun. And
I love it.
I think it does actually kind of go into this because, you know, we always think that Chip is abusive. And there have been a lot of comments on Below Deck about, like, how could you guys only take Natasha's side? I'm Team Dave, this and that. Listen, I'm not saying that Natasha is correct. Natasha's crazy pants, too. And I think Natasha was doing some shitty stuff on this season. All I'm saying is that guy's a fucking psycho. He's a psycho. That's it. I'm not taking it back, okay?
You see the
markings of a psycho abuser all over that guy. And the fact that people are still like, how could you? If that was a woman, you would be treating this totally differently. No. That guy's a fucking psycho, and I stand by it. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, isn't something that we've learned that, like, the one of the most regressive mindsets is she led him on? Like, that's, like, not how we're supposed to approach these situations. I mean, but but that being said, she definitely is not innocent in this situation. But, like, but it feels like people are sort of forgetting that, like, two people can be terrible in a situation. And that Dave's, in my mind, Dave's terribleness way outweighs Natasha's terribleness. Especially because she probably seems like she has some damage in her past from taking too many courses. But
it's from having too many parties in my house. I've just taken too many Drano shots in the house.
Oh, man, so many parties. People come over and that harpsichord's playing until at least 11:30 or 12.
So we open the episode. This is called Walkie of Shame, by the way, which I think is a funny title. So Dave is moving his clothes out of the joint cabin. And she's like, well, I think the baby cabin swap today. It's happening today, isn't it? And Kyle is telling Storm, oh, she's got to move. She's not going to move. Dave's going to move. I have to swap. I don't have a choice in the matter.
Yeah. By the way, this Victorian drama gets taken up a notch this episode because Kyle brings in the classic Victoria drama thing. I have a pain, but I must be strong. I must be strong.
Kyle definitely does.
I have consumption.
Yes. Kyle does add consumption into this episode for sure.
Yeah.
So Dave and Tasha. So Dave's like, well, I did get most everything out.
Easy also, Dave.
Did you say something?
She goes,
I actually did. These are yours.
Oh, I thought it was something romantic.
No, you can hear me now because these are actually yours. Take them.
She actually says, to be fair, she says, I think these are yours. You think they're his? It's like a pile of like Adidas slip-ons.
It's a jock strap. Okay, it's his.
It's his. So she's like,
having to move cabins, it's kind of like a walk of shame. The whole time of me wanting to hide this secret was because I didn't want to disrupt the crew or cause drama. I just wanted to serve bright blue shots to everyone. And essentially, it just made things worse.
And she's like,
are you sure these aren't yours, Dave?
And he's like, I don't even wear those sneakers. She's like,
all right, well, I'll see if anyone needs shoes then.
And then she's got like six pairs of tennies.
Shoes. And he's like, why does he have so many? And he's just like staring like, those are my shoes, but I want her to have them.
Those were the shoes of the old me with a heart that beat with love for one true love. Those shoes won't fit my heart anymore. Please be rid of the shoes.
Be rid of them. Those shoes were made from salvaged tire rubber from a burnt car. Take them with love.
Take those bullied shoes out of here so my heart can heal. So now Natasha is talking to Kyle, and he's like, "How you doing, babe?" And she's like, "I have to move on and prove to myself and everyone else I can do this. I like to be a pineapple upside down cake shot. Doesn't make much sense, but God, does it work? Am I right?"
"But babe, through your darkest times, I'm honestly there for you, unless I realise I have to undermine you to get ahead in life. Okay, babe?"
"You need to prove it for yourself. Through your darkest times, your hardest moments, I'm the flower in the storm, babe. All I want to do is please you, right?"
I was like, oh God, now it's a Gay Merchant Ivory thing.
"Through your darkest times, whether the tea is light or dark, I'm there for you, all right, babe?"
"As someone who went through a dark time last year when he finally came out of the closet and then his lover left him for a girl, I understand a thing or two about depression. Mm-hmm. I'm there for you, girl."
"But do you love me? I'm gay as hell, babe."
It's like, wow, finally these movies are getting a little energy into them.
Yeah, I know. Some strange casting. So cleaning. And now Sandy calls everyone for the preference sheet meeting. So Dave and Natasha have like a moment together. And Dave flips the script and he says to Natasha, "Are you okay?"
"What?"
"Are you okay?"
"What?"
"Are you tired?"
"Don't do that to me, Dave. That's what I do to you. I know what you're doing, Dave."
"You're not going to let things affect the way we act in the gala, are you, Dave? No weird awkward vibes?"
He's like, "No, unless it's awkward that my heart skips a beat every time your eyes shift."
"Did you say something, Dave?"
"I said no. Everything will be cool."
"Dave, you look tired." "God, I got it back. Thank God."
So,
all right, everybody. Welcome to Preference Sheet Meeting. This is called Preference Sheet Meeting because we've got sheets in front of us, okay? Now, it's not just a preference meeting. Now, what do I prefer? Hugs. Meeting adjourned. Okay, now onto the Preference Sheet Meeting, okay? Christina Rosette is an RA in the Bay Area.
A real estate agent. That's what my shorthand stands for,
gonna,
real estate agent.
I was going to say RA sure got a raise. Okay. Didn't see that preference coming.
Yeah. Christina Rosette is a real estate agent in the Bay Area, and she's celebrating her 50th birthday. And her friend, perhaps sister, her fellow charter member, Dina, they want to have a dual birthday celebration, and she wants birthday cake delivered by a shirtless deckhand. Joke's on her, if you know what I'm saying. Who wants lots of hair in their cake?
We got plenty of unworked out dad bods this season. Can't wait to show them to you.
Hey, and they also want a Studio 54 party with glitter decor. Gosh, too bad they didn't come here 4 years later. That would have been so funny, them turning 54 for Studio 54 party. Oh, well, numbers don't work out this time. You know what I'm saying?
Not my preference, not about me. Okay, Storm, do you have an inner thought that you'd like to share with only the audience and not us? And he's like, I do. I've never been a bosun before, but she feels like she can trust me with this provisional title. I'm freaking out, but I can do it. You can do it, Storm. You can do it. Storm, I heard your inner thoughts. You could possibly do it. Okay? It's possible that you could do it. This is a provisional. You can do it, Storm. Okay. Tasha?
Oh, well, they want a cake.
So Dave is like, well, I could do a three-tier cake.
Vanilla. Vanilla.
Vanilla?
Three tiers.
Do you want vanilla?
Yeah, people like vanilla, Dave.
Vanilla. I can make a vanilla cake.
Ah, people love
There's
vanilla.
No better way for me to show my personality than making 3 tiers of vanilla.
Do you love vanilla?
I love vanilla.
I'm vanilla. I'm vanilla. Why can't she see that I'm vanilla?
We can hear you, Dave.
What?
Hey, Dave, did you say something? What?
No.
Good hear from both sides now.
Oh, gosh, couples. I've had two in all of my time boating. I've had two that turned out in a very good way. And the other 20 or so, not good. Dave and Natasha, though, look at them demonstrating professionalism. Dave spinning out of control mentally over the word vanilla. Natasha carrying around 6 pair of shoes for no reasons. You know what? They're both masters of their craft.
You know, I have to say, having such a bad track record with the couples is sad. But, you know, having those two couples turn out well, I just have to say this. I am honored to have known Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck before they were famous and worked on my boat. That's all, guys.
So Natasha goes out and starts texting her ex-boyfriend. Oh my God. Yeah. Immediately.
Like, see, this is, yeah, now this is bullshit here. Well, just because it's like, move on from, like, all these guys. Get out of, move on, move away.
Oh my God. So she's like,
hello, this is a text. I know it's been a while. What did it say? A whale. It's not been a whale. It's been a while. Please don't tell anyone I'm texting. Why does it say anyone? Oh, God, why does it say that?
Hey, stop. I know. Stop. It's been a while. Stop. But can we talk? Stop.
Hey, hon, you don't need to act like it's a telegraph. It's a text message. It's okay.
I've sent this message on this horse today so that you can know.
It's like, babe, just send a text, all right?
It's been 4 moon cycles since I've heard from you last, and I do hope this message finds you well.
Babe, it literally just arrived right now.
So inside, wacky crew stuff, Kyle is attacking Natalia in the laundry room, and she's like,
Kyle, that's a Hawaiian!
And Jason goes, did she just say Kyle's Hawaiian?
Wow, that's not something you hear a lot when you're working on Wall Street doing commodities, am I right? High five. No one? High five, you let me hang here? All right.
So Natalia gets into her bed, and she's with Storm, and she's like,
I'm going to bed. Can I get a footy?
And he's like, oh, you're ticklish. How can you have foot massages if you're ticklish? This is crazy. I'm the lead of a yacht now. Hope I can do it. If I can just make those feet tickle, maybe I can run this boat like the true pro that I know I am deep down.
He's like constantly about to break into a song from Newsies. He's like, you know what? Tomorrow... Or he's like, oh, I have a big day tomorrow. I got to Brisbane. I'm going to get on the boat and I'm going to drive the boat.
I was just giving you the build up because he does always seem like he's about to build up. He's like, I've been given a chance that no one else has been given. And today is the day I rise up. And... But the song never happens.
Because I rise up, I say, hey, before we get into song, can you give me that foot massage?
She gives me her foot. I massage it lightly. Then I put my hand up and go through her toes and feel the tingles from the bottom of my toes to my brain, and my hair's on fire. And...
Are you done? Is that it?
Can I just close the door a little bit? So then Kyle, and then Natasha. So now Kyle's moved in with Natasha now. And so she's in the room. And he goes, babe, hey, do you want to hear the waterfalls, babe? She goes,
what's the waterfalls? Is it the most romantic place you've ever seen in your life?
And then he just starts peeing very loudly.
It's Niagara Falls, hon. So then Jason and Chef are in their cabin together. And so Jason's like, oh, so I put your stuff down there, all right, bottom bunk? He's like, did I take your cover? Did you say something? Oh, my God. I'm never letting him out of my sight.
I'm afraid I've already become a nuisance to you. I apologize. So Jason's like, listen, now that we're roomies, just mind your business, stay clean. Don't use Axe deodorizers. Don't say deodorant also. Just call them deodorizers, okay? And yeah, I guess it turns out I have a little bit of an OCD, which stands for Obsessive Commodities Disorder. Yeah.
Wow. A traitor who's against Axe. Weird.
I know.
So
you know what he's doing? Now I know why he didn't make it on Wall Street.
Yeah, no kidding. So the next day, Natalia, Natasha, this isn't Captain Sandy talking, but I wanted to try and do it in that voice. Turns out it's a tongue twister. Okay, not my preference, not about me. Someone else want to do this line? Great.
Natalia, Natasha. A much more fragile voice is calling you this morning. What do you want to do for decor?
Today I'd like to do all the things I dreamt of doing with Dave that I'll never have the chance to do. Flowers, champagne, Wendell, a little baby crib on the side, maybe a high chair or something.
I'd like to make the table look like the garden. We'd take walks in around the perimeter every spring day.
And Natalia's like, I've got it. Nautical. It's like, all right, let's do nautical. Can they wear the hats? Can they wear the hats? People love hats. They love when I get wacky with hats.
How are they going to do a nautical theme on a boat? So now it's 8 a.m. and the deck.
I know you're really spoiling those guests.
I know.
The next time you do a theme, they're going to be like, where's the set for this one? I mean.
So for tonight, the theme is table and chairs.
So Storm's walking around being like man of the boat. He's like, want to bang out that Laz? Bang it out. That's right. Provisional here. Provisional.
We're going to get the ropes ready. We're going to leave this dock. We're going to go out on the high seas and see what we've got because it's time to leave. It's time to leave the dock. And if I say one thing, I'm going to say it loud about saying it loud. Hey, Storm, could you just get that line out of the water? Sure
thing. So Natalia and Kyle, Natalia's like, this girl who's joining, this new girl, she trash. And he's like, I'm going to tell her Storm is single and looking.
Kyle. And then Ty's like,
bitch.
And then Natalia's like, he's not single. I'm like, whoa, you barely just got a foot massage.
Well, she does have crazy eyes. I mean, this girl definitely has crazy eyes. You got to watch out for this one. So,
oh, I'm that bitch. I know you said that, but I just wanted to say it again.
I'm going to be really that fun. Bitch, babe.
Roll up the partition, babe. My love is like XOXO, babe.
And I love when people make predictions like this. Natalia goes, well, she could be the coolest person ever, or she could be the worst person ever. It's going to go one way or the other, babe.
Yes, because that's, you covered everyone.
Yeah, so we see a blonde walking up the dock, and everyone's like, no, not Malia, no, not Malia. And we see her walking closer, and then we hear, hello, hi, oh, hi, it's so good to see ya. What is it? You seen me on TV before? It's me, Courtney. Right, I'm Captain Santi, nice to meet. We've met before. Have we? Well, I'm the twerker. Oh, right, all right. Well, go flap your butt cheeks up against that window. It needs to be desalted, all right?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS. Yes, Courtney's back. And I was like, oh my God, it's Courtney. And then I was like, wait, it's Courtney? And so she's like, well, I used to go on boats and I used to be known as the wild one, the crazy one. And last season it was just so intense and I was constantly inside in stress. Oh, but so I worked as a deckie after last season. She's always like cracking herself up.
She's like, yeah, I never saw daylight. So when I left Lady Michelle, I went to the Bahamas and I did the last part of the season as a dickie. And I'm so excited to come back, but super nervous. I'm ready to twerk. Oh!
So Z and Courtney hug, and Sandy's like, oh, God, I love Z's face when he sees you. Oh, God. Hey, Z, you just knocked over that Coca-Cola can on the table with your pants. That's pretty impressive, Z.
So Z introduces her around, and Storm is like, have you got your bags? And she's like, I'll get them. And I was like, yes, Courtney, that's how you come back on the boat. Not like Reagan over there, who's like, yeah, I've got 5 you can get for me. I'd love to leave the boat if someone gets my bag for me.
Suddenly there's just like the lights drop and there's a spot on Storm. He's like, they don't want me to get the bags. They don't want me to get them anything at all.
Okay, Storm, I'm going to need you out on the aft deck. Can you get that spotlight off him? He's got to do some work.
So Z's like, she brings some good twerk to the team. She's come to visit me since we finished, and I've grown even fonder of her. And the producer's like, so do you have lingering feelings for her? And he's like, no.
See, are you okay?
It's like, wait, Natasha, what are you doing?
I just saw potential for another Victorian romance between the two of them, unrequited love and such. I'll go back to my room.
I used to twerk with a girl named Victoria. Skinny little butt, but she could really shake it.
Never mind. Never mind.
So then Tasha comes in to Dave and she's like,
Dave, do you want some coffee?
And he's like, sure.
The recurring motif on this season is these two knuckleheads getting themselves coffee and tea.
My day started out with me tripping over a cup of coffee that was left at my door. That's what I've been through.
Remember that episode?
She was done with me, completely done with me. But then she brought me coffee. Is something brewing?
This coffee is delicious.
What'd you say, Dave?
Nothing.
Oh, you look awfully tired, Dave.
So Natalia is giving Courtney a tour, and she's like, so basically it's law, okay? There's Natasha and a Natalia, all right? So Tasha and Nat. And she goes, all right, so you're Nat, I'm Nat, all right? That's Tasha, I'm Nat. God, don't listen to you. God, she's hot and stupid. I'm going to kill her in her sleep before everyone's in love with her.
Howdy, friendly gay over here, and you know who I am? I'm that bitch! Okay, bye, my tooth hurts.
All right, everybody, gather. Gather one and all. It's time for deck crew, deck crew, deck crew meeting, deck crew. All right, we're here for a deck crew meeting, all right? I don't know why the orchestra crapped out again, but they did. So welcome to the crew, twerker. For this charter, I did print a new dick schedule, all right? In the evening, we do try to help out interior. You know what that's like already, don't you, Twerky? So if you see things lying around, pick it up, all right? Just pick it up. That's what I've got to say. If you see things on the ground, pick them up. Thank you. I'm going to be giving classes soon.
I love his big motivational speeches. If you see something on the ground, pick it up.
Since I've already broached the subject of if you see something lying around, pick it up, I guess now would be a good time to tell you a little bit about my past. Well, I'm a very intense person, as evidenced by me telling people that if you see something, pick it up. I have an enlarged heart. Literally. I was in Sri Lanka in 2013 and I was surfing and I felt this crazy drop in my heart and couldn't breathe properly and I was suffering from a condition called atrial fibrillation. Anyway, they had to stop and start my heart and I was dead for 2 minutes. No one's around. I've seen death. I've looked it in the eyes. I've been on the tape. No one's here. Okay, all right.
People ask me what I saw when I died, and I can say this. I saw a tunnel. There was a light at the end, but there were napkins on the floor. So I picked them up, and by the time I had picked them up, the tunnel had closed, and I was back in a goddamn bed. So now everything I'm going to do, I'm going to overdo it. So hey, do you see that on the ground? Pick it up. It's a floorboard. Pick it up anyway. See?
He literally says, everything I'm going to do, I'm going to overdo. And the next line is him saying, grab a microfiber, clean the trays. Whoa! I could have said paper towel, but I'm overdoing it. Microfiber it is.
Everything happens for a reason. Get the microfiber.
This deck is wet. It's very wet. Today, we use microfibers.
It wasn't until I was almost dead that I realized I didn't want clean windows. I wanted really clean windows.
So now that they're cleaning with the microfibers, etc. And Courtney is nervous because it's like it's like she's proving herself, I guess. And now it's provisions. Provisions! And,
oh, no, I have to say. First of all, poor Courtney is already Windexing a table, okay? She's like, I did not come back for this shit. So she's like, well, you know what I really need to do is I really need to learn to do anchor. I'd love to learn how to do anchor. And Z goes, it's all Gucci. Oh, don't start that shit, okay? That's over now. Yeah, that chapter is closed, back. Sir.
More like it's all microfiber, okay? Get to wiping. So then, so now Natasha is, she's like walking around and she's like,
interior.
And no, she goes, interior.
Interior is looking fab. See what I did there? I used interior as a proper noun and then I turned it into a regular noun. Interior is looking fab.
And then Natalia goes, well, I wish I could say the same thing for coil. Gotcha, coil.
So then Natalia is doing a table and Courtney's out. She's like, you won't help me do the table, new slut. And she's like, sure, I'll help you. So she's helping her. And then Courtney just keeps putting stuff on the table and going, yes. Yes.
Uh-oh. I'm looking at the weather, and these swells are not good. I mean, why do they even call them swells? You're the exact opposite, if you know what I'm saying. They should call them gnolls, you know?
Thanks for joining me for Captain Sandy staring at a computer screen time. Okay, we've got a charter boarding today. Now, for the layperson, they don't know the minutes I turn that corner. The swells are massive, okay? Only pros get that. So it's not fun for anyone. So I can't leave the dock, which sucks. Now, here's what I can do. I can say, that's swell. When I mean, that sucks. The layperson's not going to get that. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. You know, they wanted to call them the sucks, but it scared too many people into thinking it was whirlpools. So we just call them swells instead. It was a branding effort that I think ultimately failed.
All right, everybody, change into your whites. So everybody's changing. And Kyle and Natasha are in their cabin. And Kyle's like, oh, babe, my teeth, babe. It's sore. My teeth is sore, babe.
That's really killing me. My canine is really that bitch today. You know what I'm saying? And so then they have their – then it's like a really quick crew meeting. And Sandy's like, hey, everyone. Okay, so we got some pretty bad sucks out there. So we're not going to be able to leave the deck. And also, we have a new crew member. It's Courtney. She's going to try to twerk a little bit. She still thinks that means shaking her knee, poor thing. So anyway, good charter.
Or, you know, as most people call it, their cat is rubbing their butt up against the wall trying to scratch it. Okay, you know, one man's twerk is another man's Treasure Island late night dancer. What can I tell you? Okay. But that's Courtney. If you need anything picked up, drop it on the floor. She'll pick it up with her butt cheeks. Okay.
So the guests approach and Sandy's like, Okay, everyone watch this. See if you can figure out what I'm doing here. Welcome to your home away from home. Because it's called home. Think about it.
Welcome to your motor yacht home away from land mass home. Landlocked home.
Land home. So they go on. They go on a boat. The women come on and they go on a boat tour and everything. And they do the whole tour. And then Sandy has to address them. And she goes, "Hey, so you guys ever heard of the sucks? I mean the swells. So if the weather and the seas and the swells dissipate, I'm off the dock like that. You see that? It's like Bewitched. I go like this." And guess what? We're in the middle of the ocean. Now we're back. Now in the ocean. Now we're back. Whoa, that was fast, right?
Hey, you see this rocking? Well, it's tenfold out there, okay? In here, it's a little Johnny Cash. Ring of fire. Out there is full on Elvis. Bump, grind, and fall on the ground. Rock, okay? So the plan for now is to stay on the dock, is what I'm telling you. And one of the ladies goes, "Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?"
"Oh, I'm sorry you have to stay in luxury accommodations while you tour a beautiful city that's not run over by tourists. I'm so sorry, lady."
I mean, I get it. You know, you're paying to be on a boat. If you're not actually, you know, on the sea, you're just kind of in a motorhome, you know? It's like, if I'm just going to be here, put me up in a fucking hotel, okay? I don't want to stay on the motor. If you're out on the sea, it's like, ooh, luxury. You know, none of the fish get to be on this.
But you can't fight with Johnny Damon and his wife if you're out at sea.
That's okay, true.
You got to be at a dock.
That is true, sir. That is true.
So Sandy's like, "Yeah, well, you know, I know you're upset by this choice, but, you know, you go out there, you'd be really seasick, okay? So I want to challenge my crew to entertaining you. How do you feel about an adventure off the boat, okay? We're going to put one of you guys in a straitjacket and push you off the edge, and you got to get out before you drown. How's that sound, everyone, huh?"
"Now, listen, I'm challenging them. I'm going to challenge them. They have to entertain. Now, listen, it's been quite a challenge for them to entertain America, but they're going to entertain you. One of them found a stuffed taco last week, so who knows where this is going to lead."
This actually reminds me, you know, I mentioned that I was in Orlando this past weekend, and hearing Sandy saying, "I'm going to challenge my crew to entertain you," reminds me of this text I got from the hotel. And I'm just going to read part of it because it cracked me up. Like, this is so Captain Sandy is running this hotel. Okay. It goes, "Greetings, Benjamin Mandelker. In celebration of our innovative culture, we will be undergoing a scheduled maintenance project that overlaps with the dates of your stay. During the scheduled maintenance, all water outlets will be temporarily shut off." I'm like, wait, this is in celebration of our innovative culture? It literally says, "In celebration of our innovative culture, we're turning off the water faucets for renovation." It's like, oh, this is a celebration. You guys, I'm like, it's time that we stop everything. We stop showering and we just celebrate the A-Loft Hotel of Orlando with this innovative decision.
Why is A-Loft always a disaster? Is that one time we stayed in an A-Loft and it was like construction? You know, we had no idea it was in an area that had construction, but it was like this huge building across the street. So all night, like, bum, brrr, bum, 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 and then traffic, it was crazy. And I was like, "You guys, this is so," because they're built like these big cement lofts, you know, where everything's just reverberating off the walls. And I was like, "Guys, this noise is crazy. You need to warn people." And they're like, "Oh, no, we didn't tell you. Our gift to you is the most amazing sound app. You download it on your phone, and it just, you'll never sleep without it again." I was like, "That's your gift to me? A free fucking app from the app store that you guys didn't even make to drown out the sound?" Oh, my
God. Ronnie, it sounds like you forgot to celebrate their innovative culture. I'm sorry to say.
We celebrate app innovation. Crazy.
Okay. Well, guess what? In celebration of our innovative culture, we're not moving this yacht, okay? But we do have buckets for you to puke in. That's part of our innovation.
So, but I was kind of that guest, right? That I just complained about. I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, they can help it, you know? Okay, so Courtney is asking the plan for today, and Storm's like, "Well, you know, it's a bit different today because we can't go out. So hands-on interior all day long."
And she's like, great, glad I switched to Dick. And then it cuts to Natasha texting and texting and texting. And I didn't mean that word. Why are you putting that word in there?
So Dave is removing foam from a pitcher in Tasha's. Oh, yeah, because Natasha's making a pitcher of cocktails. And, like, she's just, like, done something with a blender. So it's, like, foamy on the top. And Dave's like, hold on. I can remove the foam.
What are you saying, Dave? Did you say something, Dave?
No, I said nothing.
What are you doing with that spoon, Dave?
And he's like, I'm getting the muck off the juice. She's like,
oh, Dave. Oh, thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot. You really helped, Dave.
And he's like,
are you tired? Did that make you tired, Dave? You can't keep going like this, spooning off scum from the top of juices, Dave. You're going to wear yourself thin.
So Dave has just spooned muck off of juice, which leads him to this monologue. My whole life has been fighting. Cars on fire, bullies in the street. But when I went to the Alps, I met nicer people, and I got a lot of qualities from them. So I'm going to keep that gratitude and the support that I got there, and I'm going to give gratitude and support everyone on board. Thank you. It's like, well,
Dave,
thanks for getting the juice, the pulp off the juice. I mean, Jesus.
I know.
Dave, are you trying to ski on the kitchen counters?
Yes, I took that quality from the nice people of the Alps.
Hang ten, bro.
So, what'd you say?
So then Courtney starts helping Natasha, and she's like, yeah, see if you can help down in the master cabin. You know, clean the cabins. And Courtney is just hating this, you know. So then Jason is offering to help Dave, and Dave's like, sure, I've already done the fruit poop. Not that anyone seemed to notice, but yes, I could use your help. And for that, I give you gratitude, my brother.
Here are some ski goggles from the kind people of the Alps.
And Jason's oh my God, the thing's going on in his head. Like, he has to be like a chef. And then, like, you throw in the issues of, like, Natasha. Like, I can't even fathom how difficult that is. I would jump off the boat. I would jump off the boat.
Wow. I mean, peace and quiet for him must be a rare commodity. So. Courtney and Natalia. It's so stupid. This is what it's come to, me making puns with commodity or just wedging the word commodity in. Mm. So Courtney and Natalia are unpacking guest luggage together. And yeah, Courtney is, she's bummed. She's bummed to be there. And then meanwhile, upstairs, Kyle's taking drink orders and now Natasha's making cocktails. But Kyle's teeth are starting to really ache a lot. So he's like, I'm going to go down, babe, because I'll tell you that I can, babe.
So Courtney is like, all right, so why don't you give me some gossip, you know, tell me the hot goss. And Natalia's like, well, Dave and Tosh have major vibes. So that's the negative one. And we're the positive couple. The positive relationship, me and Storm. And she's like, did you bang? And she goes, We did a footy. You better back off my man, bitch.
I love that Natalia has elevated her and Storm to, like, positive relationship on board. Like, you guys have had a foot massage and you kissed at the club. And I just love also how she's, like, so happy to advertise themselves as the positive one. So there's, like, the shitty couple on board. But then there's, like, the super awesome one. Like, I would say America's sweethearts, but neither of us are American. So I guess sort of, like, global sweethearts, I guess. Oh no, we do really well on the Beeb. Anyway, we're like the most popular ever, so you're welcome.
So Kyle is talking to the guests like he normally does. How do you like your teenage babes? Dirty, filthy, don't you? How do you feel about being served by semi-nude, semi-worked-out, mostly men? Hmm? Yeah. I'm gay as hell, babe. Wish I'd come out of the closet onto one of those. I'll tell you that right now. You want nipple in your drinker, don't you?
Question, girls. Who here wants to pluck chest hairs out of a red glaze on a vanilla cake? Raise your hands.
They're like, yeah, we love men. Yeah, we're girls. We're on a girl's trip.
So then the captain, now let's join Captain Sandy looking at her computer screen. She's like, oh my God, there's waves. That's big. That's huge. It's a huge
These
one.
These swells are big. These are big swells. Big. Wow. God, it sounds almost like I'm doing a commercial for a big box store. Like, whoa, check out these big sales, but it swells. Oh, that would have been good for Captain Glenn. I got to tell him.
Black Friday, big swells. So, Black Friday, big swells.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For a Crappens commercial.
So the chef is like, well, the preference sheet asked for Maltese food, but I've never made traditional Maltese food. So instead I took classic French and mixed with random Maltese food.
No. All my life I've been fighting. Fighting, reading a recipe online and having to cook it. So I've decided to make French food and just add olives.
Yeah. So everybody's wearing their captain hats for lunchtime.
Yeah.
And Natasha's like, all right, now what we're going to need is for you to chaperone them around the town. All right, Storm. All right, Storm. Natalia's like, you better watch your goddamn hands, Storm, if you want to keep them on your goddamn arms. Tell you that.
Let me tell you something, Storm. If you dare even go to Popeye Village and come back with olive oil, you won't be hearing from me anymore. I'll say that much. So that is like a golf cart tour. They're going to do a golf cart tour. And then Dave is working on like a fish dish called Maggie, but spelled meager. And that's exciting. And so then meanwhile, like someone's talking. I think it's like Natalia is talking to Natasha or Kyle or something. But Natasha is like texting like furiously. She's like,
one second, this is quite urgent. I've got a message from my suitor. We used to walk around the garden together.
She's disturbed. Like, what the hell? Okay. Like,
yeah,
fully okay, distracted, I get it. Disturbed. Like, this girl's like, oh my God, I feel like tied down in my relationship. So I'm going to go have this like crazy fun relationship with this hot as fuck chef, you know? But then he turned out to be crazy. Okay. Like, I'm with you so far. Okay. But the fact that you cannot go 5 seconds without immediately embroiling yourself in another insane drama that is of your making. Yeah. Like, come on.
That is. That is. And I think that there's like a part of her that like, this is me putting on my pop psychology hat. But like a part of her that's like, feels bad about what happened with Dave. And so then she sort of just feels like a shitty person. And I think that like, she's going back to the ex to be like, you know, you're a good person. Right. Like, I kind of feel like she's going back not because she wants the ex, but because she feels shitty about herself. So she wants to do something that makes her feel like better. I don't know. This might be a problematic take.
Seeking approval. She's just kind of seeking approval or whatever. I mean, I have no. I'm looking at it as her realizing like, oh, my God, I dumped a good guy for a crazy person. Now I have to get the good guy back immediately, you know. But yeah.
But that relationship was going bad also. Right? Like, didn't she say that relationship was pretty much over by the time they cheated? But now she's like, I realize what I missed.
She said that he cheated, right? She said that he cheated, and she said, it doesn't make it right to cheat back on somebody just because they cheated. I'm like, yeah, it does. Because I remember being like, yes, it does. If they cheated, then yes, you immediately go fucking cheat. That's your pass. So I've never really understood that logic. But now she's going to like bend over backwards apologizing to him, which makes me wonder if he cheated in the first place. Because she's, I don't know. Any but whatever it is, she does not need to be in 2 seconds doing it, like going this furiously over it.
The urgency with which she's doing it is what's actually the strangest part. Ultimately, that's the strangest part. It's like, girl, you're working on charter. Like, you don't need to have this, like, talk with your ex right now. Maybe you realize, oh, shit, like, I messed up a good thing, so you want to get back. But, like, does it have to happen right now? Which is why I feel like it's coming. There, like, it might be motivated by fresh, like, feelings of guilt that are, like, really hard to deal with in terms of, like, the Dave situation. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way, it's crazy. Stop it. So everybody really likes lunch, and Kyle's like, look at me, serving, not serving drinks, cleaning lunch, cleaning drinks, my butt crack's sweating. Where's the chief suit, actually? What the hell is going on? I'm doing service alone. It's pissing me off, babe. Literally, I'm up and down the entire time. I've literally been asking for help this entire time, hon.
And meanwhile, Natasha's just texting her ex,
I want to speak to you in person. I cannot talk to you properly over text. I've sent Mr. Jardinier to go fetch you.
Oh, my gosh. She goes, I just don't know about today. And he texts back, can't wait to see you, babe. Which, so now you're going to bring him on the show? Are you fucking nuts, lady? Jeez. Okay, so then Kyle is still having teeth problems, and he's like, oh my god, no one's helping me with my teeth. Fuck, this is literally getting out of control. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, he's getting mad because he's doing all this work and his teeth hurt. So then Storm now tells the women that they're going to be going on a city tour at 6 o'clock, and Sandy's like, hey, is there a plan? And Storm's like, well, we're organizing these golf carts to take them into town. And Sandy goes, awesome sauce.
That is such a Sandy thing to say. Awesome sauce. God, I love that banana. So Kyle's disoriented. He's like, I'm so bad, but I want to fuck up service. Can I be in housekeeping tonight? And Natalia's like, sure, I'll do service. You know, she'd love to go do service for a night. So
yeah. She just wants to go out in front of that table and do I'm a little teapot, short and stout, in the most positive couple on the boat.
All right, let's pretend it's gambling night, because that's when I really knocked it out of the park, all right?
So Natalia's like, yeah, I'll do that, no problem, you're looking a bit white. So Kyle's like, I'm very sorry, but the job must get on. I'm not gonna fuck up on service. Can I be in house? Oh yeah, you already said that I said this, so I'll just stop talking because I'm that bitch.
So then we get the golf cart tour, and Z has a golf monologue where he's like, wow, this takes me back to the golf course. I've been playing golf since I was 7 years old. Golf requires huge amounts of practice. Yachting is like muscle memory. So let's hope this season I can handle a tenner like a golf cart.
It's like,
I need more pain. You know what I mean? I feel like everyone else has more painful monologues, and Z's like, love golfing.
I know. It reminds me of a time when I was on a golf course and I swung and I did fairly well. I came one under par. It was a pretty good time. Mm. It's like, Z, you need more torture with your golfing stories. So now Sandy is really happy because Storm has made a schedule and he's printed it out. It was not written on a cocktail napkin. He's like, wow, Storm did his schedule. He's got his anchor watches. It's very good, actually. Dare I say it? Awesome toss. Mm-hmm. Awesome sauce.
All right, storm to the bridge. Awesome sauce, Sandy. Awesome sauce, Sandy, to the bridge. Okay, now listen. Tomorrow morning, the weather gets better. So, well, actually, through the night. But, you know, what are we going to do in the middle of the night? Say, hey, ladies, guess what? Weather's great. So we'll let them sleep. But then at 7 a.m., we're throwing in our lines. I just want to make sure you understand what lines are, right? He's like, sure do. God, you're amazing. You're an amazing risotto. Amazing risotto.
God, and just a reminder, tomorrow the weather is going to be like a little gay child's life. It gets better. It gets better tomorrow. So
amazing jam. God, you're amazing, Jam.
Amazing. Wonderful reduction. Wonderful reduction. So now this group, they're on their golf cart tour all around like Valletta or wherever, or like a fort. It looks so fun. This is like, I think this looks 10 times more fun than going on the stupid Seabab.
They get to go on so, tour of the whole town that Sheena's kid was supposed to be named after. It's pretty amazing.
So they go, there's like a garden, it's all nice, and we see Valletta, the smallest capital in all of Europe. Valletta's like, thanks for building an addition. We're trying to zone Popeye land into our city, for crying out loud. Give us some more square footage.
So then Tasha runs down the deck so that she can make a call, where I guess she thinks she's not being heard, but of course she's being recorded, right? So she's crying and carrying on. She's like, I'm sorry to call you crying. I know there's no excuse that I cheated on you with the shiv. I'm just a liar and a cheat, and I can't live with this. I love you to pieces. I'm struggling. I don't deserve you. I just don't. I'm undeserving butter. I'm undeserving butter.
This is Natasha's equivalent of running through the rain across a hillside to admit her love for someone. This is like, what's her face? Like on the hills in Sense and Sensibility, like running in the rain and then getting a fever. And then it's like, is she going to be okay? Has the fever broken yet? We're not sure. We're just going to be strong. Kate, what's her face?
Is it Kate Winslet? Is it Kate Winslet?
So everybody's driving back, and they're on the golf carts, and one of the ladies is like, what do you do with that thing? Do you touch it? Oh my god, it's a horn. And it was a Ben horn. That was Ben's pass. If anyone is wondering what Ben sounds like angry in traffic, that's it. Oh my god, they fucking cut me off.
I'm like, I'm angry, but I'm not courageous enough to make a scene. And now that I've got a Subaru, it's like, so the Subaru horn is real high pitch. It's like, you might as well be blowing a kazoo or something. So, so back to Natasha and Dave, I believe. I think that's where we are, where she's still talking to him, and she's like, I don't deserve ya. I don't, you know? And then she tells us, my ex is telling me to don't beat yourself up. I forgive ya. We can make this work. Kind of makes me feel like, why am I not fighting for this? Why am I not sending in a bright neon green shot called the sideways watermelon?
Sideways watermelon. So Natalia is getting in a pink sparkle dress, and the captain's like, oh my god, that dress is beautiful. And Storm's like, you look pretty sexy in that dress. I'm provisional wife. Yeah. And she's like, I'm doing casino not tonight. I'm a bit of a micromanager, and seeing your vision come together, I mean, I'd love to see the guest reaction. I put holes in cards, and then I put strings through the holes, and then I hung them up. And when I see one of those ladies say, oh my god, is that a string in a card? I'm dying, then I'll be dead on the floor, all right?
That's the lullaby, Broadway. Sora had to sing that when I put on these sequins. So now Natasha is in a room with Kyle. Like, because Kyle, by the way, in the middle of this, they cut to Kyle. Poor Kyle. One of my least favorite things to watch on TV or in movies is, like, truth drama.
I hate it in real life. I hate when I have it. It's horrible.
But it's always so bad. Like, I remember seeing Castaway, and like in the opening scene when like Tom Hanks is at like a lovely little dinner, and in the dinner he's like, oh, sorry, just a little tooth thing. I was like, that fucking tooth is going to be the worst thing that happens in this movie. I know it. And of course, there's like this terrible tooth extraction scene in that movie. So seeing Kyle, like, he's like sticking a towel into his mouth. He's like, oh. So I was like, oh no. So now he's like really in pain. I felt so bad for him. He's just like moaning, and he's like, oh, and Natasha like is still so distracted with her ex. She's like, hold on one sec. I know you're in pain and you need a friend to be there for you the way you were there for me,
But I got an emoji from my ex. I got to examine it.
It's an eggplant, but then a pumpkin, which I really don't understand. What does that mean?
And he's like, oh, my God, are you looking to rectify things with him, babe? And she goes,
well, he wants to sort things out. And he's sort of the straight version of you. I've never met anyone that can make me laugh like that.
And he's like, oh, my God, is it the cheek pain or the pain of seeing her with someone like me who is not me that's making me hurt right now?
Did you say something, Kyle?
No, babe. I didn't.
All right,
Kyle. You know, there's something about Kyle and his tooth that going through the situation. Dave, who's awful, made me realize I still love Max. We're both very similar people. We both love to party. Our house just constant parties. I mean, look at me. One big party girl.
I know, that's what's so funny about it. She doesn't really seem like that. And I guess we've seen glimpses of that when they go out and drink. And she's like, yeah, I just want to have fun, not be suffocated. But it's hard to envision that as her normal self, you know? But I also love that her definition of real love. She's like,
yeah, I just miss him. We both like to party.
Yeah, I know.
We had great house party.
That's real love right there.
People would come in all night long and we'd sit on a sofa and play cards quietly. The party would never end.
I've never had a better balderdash partner.
So Kyle is like, well, I don't think running back to him is your best option, babe. And she's like,
but I do run away from problems a lot. You know what? I won't bore you with this. He's like, all right, good night.
And just like puts his covers over his head. Like, Jesus, shut up, lady.
So the guests are back. And they get some welcome drinks, which is like what that fruit concoction or that whatever it was that she was making that picture. But we don't actually find out what the concoction was. I was like so ready to cringe for sure. She's like,
all right, here we have some strawberries served with
I figured it was like watermelon or something.
Strawberries with a bit of Pop Rocks turned over upside down. Into a Snickers bar blended with cream cheese. Enjoy, ladies.
And the mirth.
So there's a 4-layer shiny cake being made. Dave loves a shiny cake. He loves the shiny wobbly cake.
Shiny red cake. Now, the first time he did it, I was like, that's pretty cool. He did a mirror glaze or whatever. But now I'm like, man, I need more than a shiny red glaze on a white sponge. Okay, yes, because we have watched The Great British Bake Off.
Yeah. So then Natasha's like,
all right, who am I going to steal to be the third stewardess tonight?
And Court's like, oh, you can steal me. And she's like, but we're a man down. And Natalia's like, well, I don't want to do housekeeping.
She's like, but you do housekeeping because you know where everything is already.
She's like,
the thing is, I need two people in service, all right? And that's just it. I'm the boss here. I run this department.
And Natalia's like, well, I don't want to go into housekeeping. And she's like,
tough titties.
I'd love. But it was just funny because she says, when she's trying to delegate, and she's like, I don't want to go into housekeeping. And she's like, okay, you're going to go into housekeeping. It's like, oops. So Natalia's really mad because she wants to see everyone come up and be like, oh my God, you hung streamers, you know?
Yeah, to see her creation. And so she goes bitching to Kyle and she's like, I can't fucking deal right now, right, babe? And he's like, what, babe? His tooth is like his face is all blown out. And she's like, I'll just set up this big extravaganza, all right? And I'm as a cleaning caddy, all right? Now I've got to clean the fucking room. And he's like, well, you should be on service because you're a loud, outspoken bitch. And that's what we need.
I just think it's funny. This guy's like in massive pain. She's like, I am so, what a terrible knot. Could there ever be a knot as terrible as a knot? I put up streamers and now I can't even get to see them. Look at the streamers. Could anyone have it worse than me right now? Right, Kyle? He's like,
but that's kind of the worst part of being sick or having something wrong with you, right? Because it's supposed to be about you and people call you under the guise of it being about you, but it's never about you. It's like,
yeah.
And you have to answer because they're being nice, right? So it's like, oh, hi, how you feeling today? Not really very good, but I appreciate you checking on me. Well, your father, let me just tell you what. I mean, that fucking idiot. I know it's not nice to call him a fucking idiot, but I mean, do you know which button the garage door is? We've had the same fucking garage door for 8 years, Eddie, okay? It's the middle one. That's the one it is. But he hits the other one, and then he comes home and says, why is the garage door open? I mean, really, Eddie? Really? And I'm like, oh my God. All of this because I'm sick. I have to listen. Otherwise, I would have just said no to your call and waited for a text, you know?
Well, meanwhile, upstairs in the galley, Dave is telling us a little bit about how he works. He goes, with everything happening with Tosh, it's been so difficult. That's why I'm glad I have the galley. It clears my mind completely. I've got nothing to think about but getting the job done. And also, how I can fit an Alpenhorn into this very small room. No, Ricola.
Stupid.
Something else I learned from the very nice people of the Alps.
Good. So Courtney is putting on a little sequin dress now. And Storm's like, oh, yeah, good looking girl. And she's like, God, I hate pink. It's my worst nightmare. It's a girly girl. And she tells us, you know, like, I'm a dickhead. I don't want to be in a pink sparkly dress my first night.
Okay. Well,
you know, there you go.
Yep.
Sucks.
There you go. So the guests sit down to dinner and they're like, wow, this decor. Wow. And then Natalia's downstairs cleaning up the floor. She's like, if this isn't a representation of my day, then I don't know what else is. Kyle's like in the other room, if my teeth weren't hurting, I'd just puke on her head.
So they get some lobster tail served with gnocchi for dinner, and it's sous vide lobster tail, which I cannot get behind sous vide. I don't care what anybody says. It tastes like Jell-O. That's it.
Why does lobster tail need to be sous vide?
I don't know, but it seems like unless you put a stick of butter in that bag before you put it in the water, I have no desire to try that. Gross.
So now the guys are getting into their stripper outfits, and but before that happens, Dave presents this three-tier cake shirtless, which I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to be shirtless and serving me a shiny cake, you need to be like old school Chippendales, like shiny, smooth chest.
Oh, no,
I don't want chest hair near my cake. I'm sorry.
Now, listen, Dave is psycho, and I don't want him near my cake because of that. But God damn, the man is. I mean,
no. He looks
so
like a lizard
hot
to me.
I mean, from straight on, he's very hot. And his body, his hair, he's so cute.
He reminds me of the Geico lizard. I'm sorry.
But hot.
The hot Geico lizard.
I'll take
it. It's not nice. I shouldn't make fun of the way people look. They can't help it, especially if they were raised around car fires.
He's hot. So now, that doesn't mean I want to be served by any shirtless man, but you know, a hot shirtless man. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm not saying that like chest hair is not hot. I'm just saying if you're serving shiny cake, where if chest hairs come off,
what you're saying,
they're not going to bounce. They're not going to bounce off. They're going to stick in.
You
they're
know
gonna,
what's
like,
in the air? Allergens, okay? Just don't eat sticky cake because there's shit flying all over the place. Have you seen a sick video where they show you like how COVID spreads or whatever? It's like animated where anytime somebody talks, all the little spit little things come out of their mouths. I mean, you're fucked, okay? It's going to stick on the cake. At least make it hot. I will take your hair over COVID bubbles. I'll take it. Yes.
But the hair I can see. Well, I can see the hair.
And it's less dangerous than the COVID bubbles. You see, you're making my point. Well,
that's probably true. It's probably true. Yeah. So either way, Z and Storm come out in their stripper uniforms. Storm is dressed like a fireman, but Z, I can't tell really. He's sort of like dressed like Aladdin, kind of, but not. I didn't know what Z was dressed like.
Well, hey, they didn't put him in the stuffed taco, so I call it a win.
Yeah.
So then the cake is served. Dave goes to bed. And then the ladies are wasted now. So one of them was like, are we going jaboozing? What's happening? Are we going to go jaboozing?
I love that. I want to say that. Like, I want to go ahead and get drunk tonight just so I can say, who wants to go jaboozing? Okay, let's go jaboozing.
So they get in the hot tub, and she's like, oh, yeah, this is actually really good for your muscles. Okay, this is good for your muscles, sitting in a pot of stew of everybody else's germs. This is good for you.
And then it's like late at night, the guests are going to sleep, and Natasha's cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, and then she texts her, now it no longer says ex-boyfriend, now it says boyfriend. That was that quickly, the title already changed.
Good night, I love ya.
I love ya now. Numbering, that's a question for you later. I just remembered. I'm trying to do this thing where if I think of things, I write them down right in the moment so that I can remember it later when it's important, but I still interrupted a recap for it anyway. Isn't that fun? Lessons are slow learned in this house.
I like hearing your methodology, okay? I like it.
Thanks. So, second day of charter, morning. Storm, you're ready. Okay, looks like the weather is working with us. This is called helpful wind, okay? This is called teamwork wind, all right? So listen, here's what we need. Location distances. Okay, you want to say that fast three times or Natasha, Natasha, Natalia fast three times? Just one of them. I need you to have some vocal practice.
Locations, distances. Time to get the boat off the dock because we're going to do locations, distances.
Nope, oh. Song's not going to start. Okay, go all over right there, Storm. Okay, and then we get a dun-dun. So he's like, all right, you're on bow. You bring the spring in. Get it up ASAP. Jason, when the bow is clear, dolphins say clear to swing. And Courtney's like, oh my god, I'm glad the lines are similar to my last boat. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so now it's time to take off. Storm, distances. 5 meters starboard, 10 meters starboard. Storm.
Microfiber.
Storm. All I'm hearing is fiber.
Distances. Storms are distances. Storms.
Hey, Storm, could you stop doing your storm? Can you stop doing your location distances?
Yeah.
That song that you changed to Storm.
That's dead now, okay? And also, I'm going to need you to press your mic and then talk, okay? So, can I swing, Jason? I can't. Okay. Storm, are we ready?
Natalia.
All right. Storm, I'm only getting part of this because you're not pressing your mic and then talking, so I'm only hearing certain things, but I think you're still doing distances. So I don't need that, okay? I don't hear you, Storm. I need you to press the mic and then talk, Storm.
Storm, I sense that you're trying to segue into a musical number, but right now we're heading right into a dolphin. Just please give me literally give me any number. I don't care what it is, just some number.
Whatever I do, I'm not gonna hit the boom. The dolphin. He hits the dolphin.
It's like plomp. Like it's just like a boom, like a full on.
Well, at least they didn't have that jackass who was like, you hit it. From that last
one. Noah. Like,
you hit it!
You ran into it!
You hit the dolphin, and I'm wearing a sombrero.
That was funny. Poor Storm. It's like he's been so nervous. He finally got to do it, and he didn't know how to work his radio suddenly. I mean, what the hell?
Oh, God, these dolphins. It's going to be all season long with them. We've already hit them twice. Sandy, the first time was the first time Sandy had claimed she'd ever hit anything, and now it's twice in one season. You know, she's so pissed.
Oh, man. Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll be back every day. Forever. Okay, we're forever. Never leaving. Thanks so much for being here. If you want our videos and bonus episodes and all that, that's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And go join Winter is Crappin' and go subscribe to that if you like Game of Thrones. And we will talk to you next time. We love you guys.
Bye, everyone. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran. We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon out of a cannon. Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutard. We love you guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.